Okay, let's get started with Baba Metzia Daf Samach Vav, and we are on Samach Hey Amar Beis. We started discussing the Mishnah yesterday that spoke about if somebody sells a field and gives a little payment, part of it, who eats the payros in the interim. Some cases both cannot, some cases both can. Sometimes one can, the other one can. That was the first part of the Mishnah. Then we were going to get into the second part of the Mishnah, but first we have to have some cases that the Gemara brings up. Says the Gemara, two dots, a little bit more than halfway down on Samachay Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, Mashkan, Mishkan lo bayis, Mishkan lo sadev. Somebody lends somebody money, and they gave as a collateral in the interim. They gave or they designated a house and a field. Vamarlo and said, "Lekisha tirtzel lemochram lo timkrim ela li bedamim halalu." If the lender who now has an eye on the property says, "You know what? Whenever you want to sell this, if you plan to sell it, I would like you to sell it to me for a lower price because after all, I just gave you a loan. So you know that I would appreciate that." So also that's also because that's an example of ribbis that he's getting something from the person, saving money from the other person because of the loan that he gave. But if he says, sell it to me for the list price, what's supposed to be, so then that would be mutter, because yes, he's trying to lock in, at least he would get it, but it is for the value, so if he's not getting a financial gain, and therefore it's mutter. Who would say the first half of it is usur? After all, that case might not ever materialize. It's just that if you sell it, so then please sell it to me for the lower price. Maybe he will never sell it. So as we've said, Amar Rav Huda, Breid Rav Yeshua, Deloka Rav Yehuda. That's not like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Di Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'amar Tzad Echad Beribis Matur. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that Tzad Echad Beribis, one side, one option of Ribis happening, but Lav Dafke, it might not happen, that would be Mutter. Maybe he will never sell it to the other person, and as we said yesterday, this is a raya. To the Ritva says this is a raya that Rabbi Yehuda Shita is both by Mecher and by Milve against that Rashi earlier on Daf Samach Gimel. Good. Machalo bayis machalo sadev va'omerlo. Somebody sells a house or a field. Va'amarlo. And the seller says, the seller's really not so interested in selling. He just needs, he's strapped for cash right now. He needs money right now. So the seller says to the buyer, likishayuli mos hachziramli. When I have money, could you please give me back the house? Could you please give me back the field? Well, I just need money right now. That's why I'm selling it. So when I have money, could you please get it back to me? Usser, that is usser. Because what's going to happen? In the interim, the buyer has used it, has had eaten payros, and now what's going to happen when he eventually gives him back the money? It'll come out that'll be ribbis. So that's why it's usser. But, says the Braisa, l'kishe yiu l'chama'os, if the buyer says to the seller, right, says to the loveth, whenever you have money, you know what, I'll give it back to you. He's the one that brings it up. Achziram lecha mutter, that would be mutter, and we don't know why yet, the Gemara will explain. Right, it sounds like the same type of case. Why would one be mutter, one be usher, depending on who said it? So, Mantana, Amar Rav Yehuda, Breid Rav Yeshua, again, the Lok Rav Yehuda. This is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Di Rabbi Yehuda Amar Tzad Echad Beribis Mutter. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Tzad Echad. Again, if one option that will happen is Ribis, one option is not Ribis, then it will be Mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. So here too, maybe the person will never give the money, and therefore the buyer will be able to keep it and, you know, just have it. So therefore, you won't be able to have to sell it back. So that where Rabbi Yehuda would say there'll be Mutter, but the Braisa obviously seems to be saying against Rabbi Yehuda. Maishna Reisho, Maishna Seifa, asks the Gemara, what's the difference in the Braisa between the two cases? Why, if the Mocher says, you know what, when I have enough money, I would like to buy it back from you. Why is that usser? Well, if the buyer says, well, whenever you get enough money, you know, I'll give it back to you, that's mutter. What's the difference? Sounds like the same case. Amar Rava, Seifa de Amar Le, Midaite. Really, the Seifa, he's not committing to anything. Really, the buyer is saying, you know what, when you ever get money, I'll think about giving it back to you. It's not that he's saying, I will give it back to you, making something conditional. He's saying, I'll think about it, meaning the sale is a sale. The sale is done. It belongs to the buyer. Maybe he'll decide in the future to give it back, but that won't be ribbis, because the sale is done and it's mine. Maybe I'll think about getting it back to you, but he's not committing to anything. Right? Rashi says on the third wide line, Hachi Garcinan, Da'amar Le Midaito, Im Erze Achziram, if I want, I'll give it back, V'lo Shetitva Eini Bedin. not that you will bring me to court. No, I'll think about it. Hilkach mutter, that's why it's mutter. Dinami chazar v'kibel ma'osav arachshav, v'kibel ma'osav, even if he gets money, arachshav shalo aisa, it was still his up until now, v'chozer u'mocher lo. And he's selling it back to him. He's not undermining the previous case, which would then lead to an issue of ribbis. No, it's a new sale. Avoresha shal karchav zarach lahachzir meikar ala mecheru. But in the resha where it's the seller, meaning the borrower, who is saying, well, it's not really a borrower, but in the case of Ribbis world, it would be like a borrower. So then that would be a problem. That's the difference between the Resha and the Seifa. Good. We continue now. Hahu Gavra. Dazavin le'ar l'chavei shalom b'achrayis. A man sold a field to his friend, shalom b'achrayis, without achrayis, as we had cases all over the first parak of Maseches Bava Metzia, right? Meaning, my creditors, if they come take it from you, I do not have to, I'm not responsible, you should have done your research, beforehand. Rashi points out that shalom b'achrayis must mean it's explicitly shalom b'achrayis, because if it's no achrayis mentioned, we assume it's automatic achrayis. Achrayis to sofer, as was previously discussed. So he sold it to him shalom b'achrayis. Chazi davi ka'atziv. All of a sudden, the seller sees that the buyer is sad. He's a little anxious, he's a little nervous. You know, after all, you just bought a field and you basically bought it without insurance. So he's a little upset. Amarle, he says, Amayit Sivis, what are you so upset about? Itarful aminach, if they take it from you, if my creditors come along and take it from you, magvina lacha shufra shifcho peire, I'll make sure you're covered. I'll give you back from my best stuff. Shufra, v'shifcha, and all the appreciation that you put into it, upeire, I'll cover you. Even though it's not written in the document, right? It says shalom b'achrayis. But he sees that he's sad, so he says this. So do we take that statement seriously? Is he just trying to make him feel good and make him not so sad, or no? So Amar Ameimar says, what he says is meaningless. Pitume mili ba'almahu. What he's saying is nothing. He's just being mefatpeit. He's saying some words, but he doesn't really mean it. Rashi says on top, Ein elu ela divrei tanchumin. Ba'alma, he's comforting him, lefatemes libo, literally to fatten up his heart. Right, he's just saying, it's okay, it's fine, don't worry about it, but he's not really committing to anything. Because after all, he only said it after he saw this buyer was sad and upset. He doesn't want it to be upset. Yesterday we spoke a little bit about a couple of the midos of simcha, right, this is atzvus, the opposite of it. So therefore he says, you know, he doesn't mean it. Tosis points out on top, we only say that he doesn't mean it if he mentioned it after the whole transaction as a reaction to the mood that he sees the buyer is in. But if he mentioned this at the beginning of the transaction, then of course a person can make any tanah he wants. Tosva says on top, Tafka hacha shikvar amdu al sof, likno shalom b'achrayis. He already made the deal. He's not giving b'achrayis. V'hoi mitztar al lokeach, shalom hoi mitzratza mocher, l'mocher b'achrayis. And the lokeach is upset that he didn't get the insurance policy. V'lu lo haya rotzel haniach, milaknos b'shvilkach. But, you know, he didn't want to not do the deal because of it. But sometimes we have transactions that a person is not so happy about, but they do it anyway because of the greater good. But, says Tosfos, aval im betchilas advarim, pasach hamocher, kini lecha sadai. But if he says, at the beginning of the sale, buy my field, ditarfi laminach v'chulot, he says the same statement, lo avi pitume mili, el tnai gamur. You make it a regular tnai. You can make it any type of tnai you want on a type of mekach. You can't make a tznai on anything you want, but on transactions you can make a tznai. We know that the poskim discussed two different types of actions in halacha. Some of them you can make a tznai, some of them you can't make a tznai. Mekach u'memkar, like we're talking about here, you can make a tznai. Gittin, you can make a tznai. Kiddushin, you can make a tznai. But let's say chalitza or shchita, you cannot make a tznai. I cannot make a tznai, shechting an animal, say, it should only be a good shchita if it rains tomorrow. Right, I can't say that. If I shechted it properly, I shechted it properly. I can't make it conditional, just like I can't make it delayed. I can't say that this shechita should only be good la'achar la'mid yom. No, if I did it, I did it. Why? Rabbi Chanan explains, among others, that there are different categories of different types of actions in halacha. There are the actions that I am in control of. I am the bialim on the action. Kiddushin and Gerushin and Mekach u'Memkar like here, and if I'm the Bialim, then I can make a Tanai, and I can appoint a Shliach, and I can delay the Chalos, I'm in control of this action, halachically. But then there are other actions that I'm not in control of. Shchita I'm not in control of. I physically do the action of Shchita. But Memela Hashem says that it's Mutter, after I Shecht. Right, even if I have no intention, but if I do an act of shechita, I did an act of shechita. Chalitza, it's a dara de memela. Once the act of chalitza is performed, then memela, the heter la'alma is created and achieved. But you can't make a, like the Gemara says in Ksubis, you can't make a tnai or appoint a shliach to perform chalitza. Right, so some things are not subject to tnaim. So Tosfos points out here that this is mekach u'memkar, so it is subject to tnaim. And therefore, if a person said this same exact condition at the beginning of the transaction, it would work. It's just that he said it afterwards, after he already said that I'm not responsible, I'm not giving you achrayis, and then he sees the guy's all upset, he says, don't worry about it, it's okay, I'll take care of you. But halachically, that is not a binding condition, says Amemar. Good, so Amalei Rav Ashi L'Amemar, really? Is this really true that in this case, the seller saying to the buyer that, you know, I'll take care of you, it's not serious. So does that work with the brisa that we just mentioned? Time am I, why do we think that this is not a serious condition? Time am I, kivan dolokeach boy lasnuye. Really, the buyer should be making the condition. Really, it's for his benefit. So he should come and say, you know what, I want you to take responsibility. If he would say it, so then it would be considered serious. The problem is that the wrong person said it. Here the seller is saying it. That's why Amar, that's why, says Rav Ashi to Amemar, that's why Amar pitumi mili ba'almahu. But let's say the right person would say it, so then it would work. And you're telling me if the wrong person says it, it never works? But let's think about our brisa that we just explained. Elamas Isa Diktani. What did we just say? The brisa on the bottom of the previous sermon, where a person sells a house and says, well, if I get enough money back, could you sell it back to me? And the brisa says, that would be rivis. But in the second case, where he says, where the buyer says, you know what, when you get enough money, I'll take care of you. And we just said that he's not serious because he said, it's, I'll decide then. Midaite. But Mashma, if he wouldn't have said that, if he wouldn't have said, you know, I'll decide then, he would have just said, offered, then it would be serious. Even though he's the wrong person involved, he's not getting the benefit. That's going to be the Gemara's question. Elamas Disa Diktani. L'kishayiyu l'cha ma'os achzir l'cha. If he says, when you get enough money, I'll give it back to you, mutter, that's not ribis. Why? Because that's not a real condition. D'mokher hu d'boy l'asnuye. Because the seller is the one that should have made the condition to make it serious. Again, if he made the condition, it would be ribis. But at least, you know why? Why is it mutter? Because it's not called serious. Mocher lo asti. The mocher didn't make the condition. V'lokeh kamasti. V'yamridon. And we just explained. Maishna reisha, maishna seifa. Why is the reisha ribis and the seifa not ribis? V'yamarava. Seifa da'amarle midaite. The seifa is because he said midaite, which we explained meant, you know, it'll be my choice then. It'll be my choice to figure out whether I want to give it back to you or not. And therefore, because he said it's his choice, it's going to be considered a new sale then. It's not going to be considered giving back and undermining the first sale. But let's explain. Taima, the only reason, therefore, we said that we assume he's not serious is because De Amar Le Midaite is because he said, it'll be my choice. Hello, Amar Le Midaite. But if he didn't say that explicitly, that it's going to be my choice, Lo Amrina Pituli Mili Ba'almahu, then we assume he's serious. It's only because he says, I'll decide then. But if he didn't say that, then it sounds like it would be a serious condition. It wouldn't just be pitumi mili, even though, quote unquote, the wrong person said it, not the person getting the benefit. It's the buyer who says to the seller, you know what, I'll do you a favor. So, one second, I thought we just explained, according to Amemar, that if the wrong person says it, it's not considered serious. Answer, Amar Le, really, we misunderstood. Beforehand, it's not that he actually said, I'll have the choice. He didn't say that. Midaite means we consider it. Because he's the wrong person who spoke, we consider it as if he's just making an offer that he'll think about it. Naase kemanda amarlei midaite itmar. Doesn't mean he actually said it, which would then we would be midayik that, oh, if he didn't say it, it would be good. No. In every case, we consider as if he said it. because we don't consider it serious, right? Rashi, in the first couple of skinny lines, he says, "V'avagav de lo parish midaite." Even if he didn't explicate it, "Kiman de pirish dami." It's as if he did explicate "V'ein alav lakufo," and therefore he cannot force him. And even if eventually he gives it back, it's not going to be serious. So we save Ameimar. Ameimar fits into the brisa that if the person who is not getting benefit throws in the condition at the end, we don't assume it's serious. It's pitule mili. Therefore, it won't be ribis because it's not a serious condition, and it won't be have teeth in court because it's pitume mili ba'alma. That phrase is often taken out of context in a good way, not in a bad way, by poskim when they want to say, "Ah, oh, that's he's not really saying anything serious." They just say pitume mili ba'almahu. He's just talking. It's not a real taina. It's not a real raya. You know, a posik will say a shita, and they'll bring three rayas. That's pitume mili. It doesn't really mean it's serious. That's a phrase that's taken out of context. Good. Continuing. Hoshriv meira. Now we have some related issues to conditions in the future as of now, and it's ultimately going to relate to the Mishnah, even though it's not exactly the same case. Hahu shriv meira. Dekasev la gita l'debiso. Man who's on his deathbed, shriv meira, wrote a get to his wife. In Gid, and as he's giving it, he groans. Why is he giving a get to his wife on his deathbed? He doesn't want his wife to be an almana, right? We find many cases. He'd rather his wife be a grusha than an almana. He'd rather her be off limits to a kohen than have to do yibum, right? That's often not just an issue of aguna, going out to war, as we'll Bez Hashem get to soon, but he doesn't want his wife to be an almana, as Rashi says here, shlo tizakek liibam, which is interesting in general. That is this considered trying to get out of a situation of doing a mitzvah? Right, we don't always assume that way, but this is a case. Yibam is a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah that we love to do. It's a tragic mitzvah, so to speak. It means somebody died without children. But it's still called a mitzvah. If you remember, there is an amazing get is also a mitzvah. Exactly, get is also a mitzvah. So, but if he dies, right, so he's trying to do a mitzvah now, so is one mitzvah beats the other mitzvah? If you remember, this is interesting, and chalitza is also a mitzvah, but if you want to do chalitza. But if you remember, there's a Tosfos Yeshanim in Yevamos, right, that discusses that, remember that Gemara, that it's good to marry your niece. But the Gemara says on the last line of Samach Beis and Mabeis, obviously Bezman Azeh, this is generally not the accepted custom, but the Gemara says, Hanose is Basachoso. It's good to marry Yanis. And the Rishonim wonder, is it Dafka Basachoso and not Basachiv? Dafka, the daughter of your sister and not the daughter of your brother? Does that make a difference? So Rashi says, Nose Basachoso, Ga'agwe Adam Ravin Alachoso Yoser Minachiv. A person is closer, he has stronger feelings for his sister than for his brother. And therefore, because you have stronger feelings for your sister, you're gonna love her daughter more than your brother's daughter. And it'll be a stronger marriage. Okay, that's Rashi there in Yevamos. The Rashbam, Rashi's grandson, says, so maybe family issues here. He says, Pirish Rashbam Duadin Basachiv. The Rashbam says, no, the Gemara's just giving one example. But Lav Dafka, it is true. But the Tosfos Yeshanim, right there in Yevamos, says maybe it says Bas Achiv and not Bas Achoso, because let's say it's Bas Achiv. And then what's going to happen if he dies without children? Then what? Then you're going to have to do Yibam, but you can't do Yibam because it's going to be an Erva. It's going to be his daughter. So because you're being Mafkia Mitzvahs Yibamin, says the Tosfos Yeshanim, you have to think about years before that you are not putting yourself into a situation of yibum, and therefore that's why it's better to marry the daughter of the sister and not of the brother. So again, as you just said, that's just whether it's yibum or not yibum, right? It'll be a situation where you won't be able to perform yibum. Here, gerushin is also. Again, there are two mitzvahs that we don't dream of doing, but it's two. So, but it's interesting that throughout Shas, we find the Chazal are not against this. This is not one of the examples given of ma'arimin, trying to get yourself out of doing a mitzvah, right? Bringing your grain and produce into your house, not through the front door, to be mafkia it from Trumas and Maestras. That's generally not, this is not one of the examples, because again, it's one of the, either you say, well, this is an extreme case, Yibam is not a normal mitzvah, or generally, there's the other, both options are mitzvah satorah, and therefore whichever one occurs, would be okay. There's a lot more, maybe at the end we'll see, about trying to get out of mitzvahs, putting yourselves into the situation of mitzvahs. Be'ez Hashem, we'll see. But either way, so there was a shchiv mira that gave a get to his wife, and as he gives it, in gid ve'isnach, he lets out a krechs and a groan. As he gives it to his wife, Amrale, she says, Amai kom isnachis, what's the matter? I mean, I know you're about to die, but is specifically giving the get? It sounds like, seems like this is, it's upsetting you. Don't worry about it. Ikaimis titachana. If you live through this, honey, I'm yours. Titachana. Nothing to worry about. It's okay. So the question is she kind of undermining the get? She kind of saying, yeah, I'm not taking this seriously. Don't worry about it. He did not make any conditions in the get. Rashi says Beferish here, Velo kasav lo al tnai imesi. He does not say al tnai, but she says, you know what? It's good. I'm fine. I'm not going anywhere. You know, if you get through this, I'm with you all the way. So is she undermining the get? So Amar Rav Zvid, pitule mili ba'almahu. Rav Zvid says, she's just trying to comfort him. We don't want him to have bilbul hadas. We don't want him to have tirif hadas. We know there are very serious halachas about what one is allowed to say to someone who is in that situation. The Chayi Adam discusses a case about vidui. Chayi Adam at the end of Chayi Adam in Chachmas Adam. He said, what do you do about vidui? Somebody's very sick. But if you start saying vidui with them, so then they're gonna lose it. You know, they might think, oh my God, it's really that bad? Right, so the Chachmas Adam says in his town, you know, they enacted that after somebody's in the hospital for 3 days, you always say vidui. Doesn't matter how sick they are. So then it's like, everybody does it. So if somebody does it, so I'm not going to think that it's so bad because, you know, my neighbor who just had pneumonia for 3 days, pneumonia also did it. And he was young and robust. So that's what they started, but there's a very serious issues about tirif hadas. You know, many times in certain families, there are cases that come up about not telling an elderly relative of a loss of a relative. You know, they're 95 years old, they lost their sister, they're not going to sit shiva anywhere, so maybe don't tell them. Maybe they're, why? Because the shock of it, you know, might not, right, oh, shock could kill somebody? You have to look at last week's parsha, right? Sorry, Imenu, right? So we always have to be worried about their health. So, we always try to say nice things, even if we don't need it. So anyway, so as Vid says, Pituli milu ba'almahu, eat out, she doesn't really mean it. Really, it is a good get, and she's just saying that. Amale Ravacha midifti the Ravina, v'ila pitule mili mai. What, so what? So let's say she's serious. Does she have the power to undermine a get? Is the woman in control of the process of get me da'oraisa? Bidita kaima l'mishne tzinah b'gita. Is it on her, in her side? Is it in her power? Bidide kaima l'mishne tzinah. In any case, we know, on a da'oraisa level, pre-Rabbeinu Gershom, on a da'oraisa level, so we say that it is only up to him, not up to her. So what's the mashmos of Rav Zvid that, oh, she's not serious? Even if she was serious, she couldn't affect the get. Once he gives her the get, it's done. Answer, Mao detema hu gufe adaita didaka gamer v'yav gita. You might say that, no, ha gufa, the fact that she says it then, he kind of takes her das into account. And once she says it, he's like, oh, okay, great. I'm so happy you said that. Okay, you're right. It's not really a serious get. You might think that he takes her, what she says, into account, and therefore he is kind of going back on his seriousness. Kamash Malan, we don't say that, right? Kamash Malan, you say she is serious about it. She, no matter what she is, but he is giving the get in seriousness, and therefore, in this case, we assume she is a grusha if he dies, and not an amana. Obviously, this is on a d'oraisa level, on a d'rabbanan level. We know, or a cherem bino gershem, 1,000 years already. He has said that one does not divorce their wife bal karcha. Just 2 points. Interesting. It came up recently, Rachman al Islan, in cases where big discussion in the poskim, where let's say somebody's house burns down, and their ksuba was in the house. So we know that there's a din, they're not allowed to live with your wife without a ksuba. So right away, it's a big emergency. There's something called a ksuba de irkisa. Write a ksuba, then if somebody loses their ksuba, so then you write a ksuba that day, because there's an isser durabanan for a husband and wife to live together without a ksuba, even though they're fully married. So two issues. It came up in the Rabbanut, that the Rabbanut often has copies of ksubas whenever somebody gets married in this country. So is that good enough that as long as they have a spare copy in the Rabbanut? A. But there is also a discussion in the Poskim in Evan Ezer that maybe post Rabbeinu Gershom, because since a husband cannot divorce his wife Palkarcha anyway, then the whole reason of Shlotal Kala Bein of Lotzia that Exuba has might not be in full force. Meaning, it's an emergency still. A man should, when a person, a woman realizes that she doesn't know where her Exuba is, she doesn't always have to have it with her. But if she doesn't have Exuba, then you have to go to get Exuba to Irkasa, a substitute Exuba written. But it could be that the din of, not, at least bid the Evan, in a situation where she can't go to the rabbi that day, she'll go in 2 days, she'll go in 3 days, it could be that there's no Isser, the husband and wife, to live together, Bisman Hazeh, because the whole point is that you can't live together because it's going to be easy to divorce. But post Rabbeinu Gershom, you can't divorce Bal Karcha anyway. So therefore, it could be that it's not as an emergency, even though there's a discussion in the poskim on the page of Shulchan Aruch in Evan Ezer, this issue. But again, either way, that's Rabbeinu Gershom. But the Gemara here is talking about pre-Rabbeinu Gershom. Conceptually, the woman is not in charge of the process. The husband is, unlike Kiddushin, where they're both in charge. There has to be Ratzon on both sides. A man can not marry a woman, Bal Karcha, Kiddushin. But Gershin is different in that way. We discussed in the past an amazing Shita in the Tanoim, which we don't Paskin like, but it reflects on the process of Gershin. How Gershin is more one directional and not two directional as Kiddushin is. Rabbi Shimon says in Gittin, on Daf Yud Zayin, Daf Yud Ches, Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon says that once a man decides to divorce his wife, certain financial halachos kick in. Ein lo peiros, he can no longer eat fruit from the nechassim that she brought into the marriage. That's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that. We don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon. But it is amazing that poskim bring Rabbi Shimon in, even though we don't pass like Reb Shimon. The fascinating case in Baba Basra, Kuf Mem Vav. The case is a man is married for a while, and then all of a sudden his friends come to him and say, your wife has no sense of smell. He says, really? I don't believe you. They're like, test it out, check it out. So he's like, okay, fine. Maisa Bademecha Chamurlo Ishto, Totranisu. She doesn't have any sense of smell. Nichnach Sacharel, a churva labotka. He brings her into a churva, which is something that you shouldn't be going into anyway, as we learned in the beginning of Shas, Lobotka, to check her out. Omar Lay says to her, Reach Snon Anime Reach, Bagalio. You smell that radish? Oh, it is so strong. You smell that? She realized what was going on, and she says, Omar Lay, Man Yoivlon Mikosovos di Yericho. I wish I had some Yericho dates. Those smell delicious. Right, v'achal nabai, I wish I could eat some now. So sarcasm in the Talmud. Right, he says, you smell that, and she says that, and all of a sudden, nafa le churva v'mesa. All of a sudden, the churva collapsed, she died. And the question is, he wants to know, is he an alman? Is he an alman? Is he, he was thinking that, he would divorce his wife if this was like a big, mekatos, or not mekatos, because then it wouldn't have been a marriage, that be something that he couldn't live with, that his wife, fakes it all these years by Havdalah, like sometimes we do. Smell, but maybe he can't deal with it. Okay, that's the discussion in the Gemara. But the Rashbam on the Gemara right there says, Amru Chachamim, Hova Nichlas Arel, Levodka, Mesa, Eino, Yarsha. Right? He would not yarshin her, possibly, quoting the Gemara here. Dekivan shahaya v'dayto lagarsha im yimsa ena ba'alas mum. Since he had in mind to divorce her, if he would find her to be a ba'alas mum, ubitoch kach mesa kodem shenis paisu, eino zocha b'yerusha. That's a one way of reading the Gemara. The Yerusha, he didn't divorce her yet, but because he had in mind to divorce her, enough Yerusha stops. Umehacha shaminon, and this is now the Rashbam talking. And from here we learn, Demisha mesa ishto mitok tata. Let's say a couple is separated, Rachman al-Islan. Sheyesh b'dayto lagarsha, and he has in mind to divorce her, and then she dies, shuveno yarsha. Kidamrinim b'mesechas gittin, mishinazanin of lagarsha, shuvin lo peros. He's quoting Rabbi Shimon, we're not passing like Rabbi Shimon. But he's using the idea of Rabbi Shimon to emphasize that the process of Gershin, not only is it one directional, that if the husband is in charge of the process, but it might even start earlier by the hachlata, by the decision, that would be enough. And just one other example that will continue, again, it's a very large process, very large discussion, which we had in Gittin, the Marshal, the Amshal Shlomo, a couple hundred years after the Rashbam. The Marshal quotes the Rashbam in Gittin and says, Umaisa Baliyadi, halacha lamaisa, I had a story. He had in mind to divorce her. Ubetoch also haktat mesa, she died. V'horesi lo, I paskin for him. Shelo leishev zayin yimei avelus. No shiva. He paskin for no shiva. It's unbelievable, but he didn't divorce her. They're married. He says he had a mind to divorce her. No shiva. And even though we might not go as far as the Rashbam, he says, for sure, shiva, which we paskin most of shiva's drabanan, I definitely think that this is true. Why? Then he has the amazing line. Eich yale al das ha'adam laha'avilo mash'ein libo avel. He doesn't, he's not mourning for her. You're going to force him to sit shiva. Ve'ein yom marlofanav. And then he says, even though, let's say it's a real father, let's say Rahman al-Islam, somebody has a relationship with their primary relative, that they hate them. They would rather not sit shiva for them. Even though, no, that you can't get out of shiva if it's a biological relative, but here, yeshvi yesh l'chalik, without explaining. But he says, this is already a different type of relationship, right? A marriage, not just a blood relative, and therefore, but all this is related to this line of the Gemara, that it's not up to her, it's up to him in the process. Okay, let's continue. Good. Says the Gemara, Hilvehu al Sadehu. Hilvehu al Sadehu, what is the case here? Back to the second case of the Mishnah. Remember the case of the Mishnah? The man says, there's a milveh, and the malveh says, if you don't pay me back the 100 in a month from now, I'm keeping this field of yours, which is worth 5,000. And what does the Mishnah say? Mishnah says, it works! So there are two problems on that Mishnah. One the Rishonim deal with, and one the Gemara deals with. The Rishonim deal with the problem we mentioned yesterday. Why isn't that ribbis? You owe me 50, and if you don't pay me by then, you have to give me your field. So the Ritva explained, based on the Rimi Gash and Baba Basra, that's not ribbis. Ribbis is that it's dependent on it's part of the loan. Part of the loan that, you know, I'm giving you this and you have to pay me more in the future. This isn't that. Even in the future, just pay me exactly what you borrowed. But there's a fine. If you don't pay me, so then that's it. You have to give me your field. So that's the Ritva says right here on our daf that that's not called ribbis. That is just called a one lump sum fine, and therefore it would be okay. So there's no ribbis problem. But the other issue the Gemara is going to bring up, forget the ribbis problem, isn't that a commitment problem at all? You know, why should he have to give them? How can we assume that he's serious about that commitment? I read the Ritva yesterday, but I'll read it again. V'yagav arfin shaminin mehacha. D'kol shalava ma'os mechavero. V'kanas atzmo b'kinyin me'achshav. She'im lo efra'eyu lizman shekava she'ishalim lo kiflayim she'ein bo mishum ribis. Right, there's no ribis there. Okay, but there's another problem that we get into right now. Says the Gemara, Hilvei Allah Sadeo, Amar Avuna. B'shas matan ma'os kana hako. If you made this deal at the time of the original loan, right, the Malva gives him the money and then says, oh, by the way, if you don't pay me back on time, I'm taking this field. So then it would work. Kana hakol. Liachar matan mos, lo kana ela kenegan mosav. But what if it's a week after? A week after the loan, the Malva meets the Lova in town and says, oh, by the way, in 3 weeks from now, if you don't pay me back, you know, I'd like your field. It's liachar matan mos. So in that case, Rav Huna says, no, you cannot take the whole field then. You can only take the field up to the amount of the loan. Only kenegan mosav. Rav Nachman Amar, no, afilu lachar matan mos, kanako. Even lachar matan mos, it would work. However, it works originally, it works now. And therefore, after this time, the field would automatically go to the Malveh. The Rishonim here discuss, where's the Kinyan? If it's Shalom B'Shas Matan Mos. B'Shas Matan Mos, so this money transferred. So you could possibly say that the money lent is the Kesef for the Mechiras Hakarka. But here, if it's Shalom B'Shas Matan Mos, whether it works partially or fully, where's the Kinyan? So says the Ritva, he did a Kinyan. Must be he did a Kinyan. Kesef Shara Chazaka. It must be he gave him a Shtar, gave him money at the later time, Shalom B'Shas Matan Mos, in order to buy it. The Ravid says no. The Ravid says, a Chiddush, the Ravid quoted here in the Shidim Kubet says, that because he originally did some type of Kenyan, even though Shalom B'Shas Matan Mos now, because it's already, they already have a prior relationship and connection regarding this deal, that is good enough. Says the Ravid, Dechi Amrinan Ein Karka Nikne B'Kesef Halva Hanimili B'Milva Shaloya De Mashkona Aval Hacha Milva Shay De Mashkona. It was already earmarked. U Mashkanta L'Mechira Damya. Once it's already earmarked, like to be some type of mashkon, it's already first step towards mechira. They already discussed it not as a knas, taking the whole field, but maybe just to take part of it originally. So later on, when he say take the whole thing, Rav Nachman would say the original kinyan is good enough. Kinegan Ma'osav, right? It's still either way. You have to give the question about, you know, why would you? Where's the kinyan? No, every loan, it's, you would say it's here. It's dafka from this field. You didn't make it an apotiki or something at the original time, specifically saying this field. Okay, machlokas Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. Vayter Aved Rav Nachman uvdu gabi rish galusa kishmaise. Rav Nachman had a case halacha lemaisa, and he paskin like his shita. Meaning Rav Nachman gave it even right lacher matan mos kana hakol. Kare Rav Yehuda l'shtare. Rav Yehuda the Amora heard about it. He got the star in the valve, and he ripped it up. Amalei rish galusa Rav Yehuda. Amalei rish galusa Rav Yehuda kare l'shtarech. The rish galusa says to Rav Nachman, see what happened? If you had ripped up your star. Two versions of his reaction. Amarle, Dartaka Kare. Did a child rip it up? Gavaraba Kare. A great man ripped it up. Chazabe time of a Kare. He must have saw a good reason to rip it up, but he ripped it up. Meaning, he accepts the din. What can I do? If Yehud is a Gadol Adar. So he did it. Okay. What can I do? Day number one. Day number two. Ika Da'amri Amarle. He says the opposite. Dardika Kare. A child ripped it up. Tukuliyama Lagabi Didi Bedina Dardiki Ninu. In this din, I researched this for years and years, and I considered everybody else on a lower level than me in terms of this din. Rating like a different league. Again, not out of gaiva, but out of, you know, understanding the din. Sometimes you have a great posek, and the posek realizes, and the Gadol Hador realizes that, you know, who's in his league. And, you know, Rav Nachman says, in this area, I'm more of an expert, and, you know, I'm one of the Balei Hamasorah, so to speak, in this league. So, two versions of the story. But now the Gemara then says, Hada Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman was Chozer Bo. Afilu B'shas Matan Mos, Lo Kana B'lo Klom. Even originally, even if at the moment of the sale, meaning Rav Nachman said, our mission is D'lo Kehilchasa. Our mission says it works. Rav Nachman says, no, it doesn't work. So ask the Gemara, how could Rav Nachman argue on the Mishnah? And what's Rav Nachman's problem? We didn't explain yet. Eisvei Rav Alor Rav Nachman, Im Iyata Nosin Li Mikana Lat Shalosh Shalom, Hare Hi Shalom, Hare Shali, Hare Hi Shalom. Our Mishnah says you can make that kind of deal. If you pay me back, great. If not, I'm taking your field, which is worth much more than the loan. Why is that bad? Amarle, says Rav Nachman, Ani Omer, I used to say, Rashi explains, Hayiti Ragilomar. What did I think originally before I was Chozer Bo? Asmachta Kanya. Asmachta. Huge topic. What's an Asmachta? Rashi says all over Shas. Including here, I commit to something at T1 based on an event that didn't occur yet at T2. So that's a commitment based on a future event. So that is called asmachta. I'm someich. I am relying on the future event. So is that a commitment that is functional in halacha or not? That's the sugya. Asmachta kanya. It works. Meaning this guy in the Mishnah, this is a case of asmachta. Because he has no intention really of giving his whole field to the malva. He assumes he's going to pay back on time. The Malva says, if you pay me back on time, fine. If not, I'm taking your field. The guy's like, fine. Why does he say fine? Because the other thing is going to happen. It's a committing based on a future event. So is that a good commitment? So Rav Nachman says, I originally thought Asmachta is Kanya. Minyomi Yomer, but Minyomi said, and then I was Chozer, and I agree with Minyomi. Minyomi Yomer, Asmachta lo Kanya. Right, and Minyomi says, Asmachta is not Kanya, and that's why I was Chozer, both says Rav Nachman, and I argue on the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, okay, El Minyomi Kasha Masisan. According to Minyomi, you know, what's the, how do you understand the Mishnah? Answer, Yvayasema, Masisan Rabbi Yossi. Damar Aslachta Kanya. It's a Machlokas Tanaim. But our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yossi, who says at the end of Masechet Baba Basra that Asmachta is Kanya. Right, another type of Asmachta where the Gemara there talks about, you know, Ruvein Oshim and 100. So he pays him back 50 and says, you know what? You know, instead of ripping up, writing 50 on the star, you know, give it to a third party. And if I don't pay you back the other 50, he can give you back the star and he'll collect the whole 100 again. That's also a case of asmachta. So Rabbi Yossi says that works there, asmachta kanya. So maybe our Mishnah is reflecting the shita of Rabbi Yossi. Or, Iba Yisema, Da'amar Le Kini Me'achshav. Or the case in the Mishnah is where the kinyan is retroactive. Me'achshav gets out of the problem of asmachta, says our Gemara. Okay, a couple of points. First of all, we always like to know that, note that asmachta borders on two other sugyas as well. We always like that. A couple of days ago, we said the sugyas that go together. Asi dochalos asay mitzvah bavera and lavanita glasay. So here too, asmachta, tnai, and brera are all cases where there is something in the past based on something in the future. It might go back to the past. Right? Those three sugyas have to be analyzed. They're all large sugyas. Brera is the largest of them all. Tnai is pretty big itself. But these are the sugyas of asmachta. Tosfos here points out that it seems from other Gemaras that Rav Nachman didn't need Minyomi to say asmachta lokanya here. Right, it's like there were other, right, he says on the first line of the Big Tosfos here, V'yam Torah below Minyomi namli kibbe Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman accepted elsewhere also that asmachta is lokanya. I don't know what he needs Minyomi for. So Tosfos discusses that this case of asmachta, yes, the Gemara calls it that, but this case of asmachta is less problematic than other cases of asmachta. And it's possible, and that's what Rav Nachman originally held, that even if you say asmachta lokanya in other cases, this case would work. Because what does asmachta lokanya mean? It means the guy really doesn't want to give it. Deep down, he's not committing to what he says he's committing to. Because he thinks it's never going to happen. But here, explains Tosfos, on the 10th line of Tosfos, V'yom v'mufarish ri, tam shavet l'shneyem, t'hacha kani tfei mi ba'alma. Here it's better. Remember, he actually gave him the field, maybe. Umemkar, and also skip a couple of words. The gamasa latove balva. He's doing him a favor here. Yesh b'yaito l'gayim. And mishum da'adifa ha'chasmachta, mishar asmachta, because this case is better, A, that's where Rav Nachman might have thought asmachta kanya here, even though he says elsewhere, it's not kone. And number two, Tosfos continues, in other Gemaras, the tnai of me'achshav only works in front of a bezin chashuv. And here it doesn't say that you need a bezin chashuv. So maybe here too, it's because it's less of a problem. That's why just me'achshav would work, not in front of a bezin chashuv. Tosfos continues. And then the second half of Tosfos discusses, what about what we do nowadays, b'shah shiduchin? Right, when people make a shidduch and they commit to give each of the chassid and the kala a certain amount of money, right, what we call the tznayim, which really is not so halachically binding nowadays because it's more of a done right before the marriage, but in those days it was done much earlier with real financial commitments. So Tosfos discusses, is that a problem of asmachta? Or Tosfos brings in another shas topic, maybe that works through situmta. Tosfos works that because Situmta, which is the kinyan that is agreed upon, what we even call a handshake today, that's Situmta, that's how the kinyan works by Shiduchin, even though you don't do it in front of a Bezin Chashuv. That's what Tosfos discusses in the bottom part. Again, Situmta is a big topic, but we can't do it right now. Again, Asmachta is, as we often mention, is the sugya that, obviously the gambling sugya, and different types of commitments, and the lottery tickets, and Chinese auctions and all different types of sugyas. That's the case of asmachta. We don't have so much time to go into it now. But just to remember, the Shulchan Aruch says the only type of asmachta that for sure works is asmachta letztaka. If the money goes directly to a cause, doesn't go to somebody's pocket first, then that's kanya. Because everybody deep down wants to do the right thing and give money to letztaka. That's how shuls and organizations can have all of these Chinese auctions or lotteries or based on future events, because the Shulchan Aruch says in Yeridei and Siman Reish Nuches that asmachta letztaka is kanya. And again, the poskim talk all about the differences between stocks and lottery tickets and gambling on a future events and betting. Right, that's this sugya of asmachta. Okay, Amalei Mar Yenuka Umar Keshisha Bnei Rav Chisda Rav Ashi. These two brothers said to Rav Ashi, one was called Mar Yenuka, one was called Mar Keshisha. What does that mean? So maybe it just means one was older, one was younger. Machlokas in the Rishonim, who was younger, who was older? Yanuk means young, Kashish means old. But does this mean one was younger, one was older? Or Yanik, it was the one who he gave birth to when he was younger. So he's really the older one. Or when he was older, and that's really the younger one. Rashi and Ksuba says they had the same name. So they had to call them one Yanik, one Kashish, which is interesting. Two brothers with the same name. Now, that is not the minhag today. People don't give the same name to the two children in the same family. But in any case, they say to Rav Ashi, Hachi Amri Nahardai Mishmei de Rav Nachman, Hai Asmachta Bezimne Kanye, Belo Zimne Lo Kanye. Asmachta If you go bezimne at the time that the loan is due, so that's where he didn't give the money when the loan was due. So then, again, we're talking about the case of, if you don't pay me back in time, then your field's mine. That would work. Below zimne, but if it's before the time is due, lo kanye, it doesn't work. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? Amarle, call me zimne kani, below zimne lo kanye. What does that mean? If I ask for the loan before it's due, and then we make the deal, then it would work? Right? It wouldn't work, only afterwards? Dil mahachi kam risu. He answers him, Ravashi says, maybe this is what you meant, what is meant? Ashkeche b'go zimne, if he finds him during the time. V'yamarle kini kini. If the Malba finds the Love, let's say on the street, and says, you know what, in 2 weeks from now the loan is due, and if you don't pay me, you know, you're going to have to give me the field. And the Love says, you know what, just take the field already. So that's a reflection. If he's given up hope already, so maybe that's where Asmachta would be Kanye. Boser Zimni, but if you find him after the time, when the loan's already due, V'yamar Le, Kini, and that's where the Lova says, you know what, Bikone, Lo Kani, so maybe there, he doesn't really mean it. My time, oh why? Machmas Kisufu to Kamar Le. He's only saying it after the time because it's somewhat embarrassing that he doesn't have enough money to pay. But if he already offered it 2 weeks earlier, that shows he's already given up. So is that the Chilik? The Gemara says, Velohi. No, that svar does not hold. The afilu begoz im nami lokani. Even if it's 2 weeks before the loan is due, we still don't think he's serious. Fahayta kamarle kani. Why did he say it then? Kasabra ki mati zimni lo lesi dilitrogen. If I tell you now that you'll get the field in 2 weeks, then on the day the loan is due, you're not going to bug me. You'll give me some extra time, right? But not that he really wants to give up his field. No raya, no svara in either case to show that he's serious. Amara Papa says, Says Rav Papa. We have a couple of chilukim now. Suggestions. Hi Asmachta. Zimni kanya v'zimni lo kanya. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. Ashkechei tekashasi shichra. If the malbe comes and finds the lofe, when the loan is due, he sees he's having a beer. Shaser shichra. Kani. So then we assume that it's kone because the guy obviously has given up hope from, he's not trying to get money to pay me back. He's just drinking a beer, so it must be, he said, okay, forget it, let him have the field. To come habech azuze, but if on that day I see he's trying to get money, right, lo kani, that is not kona. Amal yirvachem idifti the Ravina, who says that's true? Dilma, maybe he's not drinking the beer because he's giving up hope, he's just upset. Dilma lefachuche pachte kashasi. Maybe he just has anxiety, and he's just drinking, but he really wish he wouldn't have to give the field. But he doesn't know what to do with himself. Rashi quotes, v'yayin yisamach l'vavenosh. Right, maybe he's just trying to deal with it. Inami inishachrina aspachei azuse, or maybe he's having a beer because somebody else already said they're gonna pay for him. So Uze, even though he's kone, he doesn't really mean it. Ela Amar Ravina says a different chilek. E kapit bedami vadekani. If you see on the day that the field is owed, he's busy selling other things, but he's not underselling them. Meaning, you see, he's not trying to get money so badly, in such a hard way. So maybe that's kani. Because you see, he's not in such dire straits. No, maybe he really would love to get money. And he would love to undersell. But you know, if he does that, he's going to lose his reputation. People are going to realize, oh, so-and-so needs money. If we sell him, we're going to give him a bad deal because we know he's hard-pressed. So again, that's no indication that he's serious. So Ella, Amar of Papa, a third distinction. E kapid ba'ara vadekani. If on that day he's busy being very careful about not to sell anything, even any karka, then you see he's not trying at all to get money to pay up the loan, so it must be he's given up hope and the field is yours. Period. V'yamar of Papa. Rav Papa now says a separate statement, even though we say in our case, Asmachta Lokanya, against our Mishnah, that if you make the deal, that if you don't pay me back, the field is mine. So even though that doesn't work, apotiki havi lemigva minei. But it's enough to be considered an apotiki that if the loan is not paid up, I could collect the amount of the loan from this field. Even though that wasn't explicated in the original agreement. Amalei Rav Huna Breidur Rav Nasan Rav Papa. Rav Huna asked Rav Papa, why? Mi kamarle kini luguvaina? All they said was, if you don't pay me back, I'm taking this field. So we said that doesn't work because of Asmachta. So why should there be a backup of, well, if you don't pay me back money, I'm going to take a portion of the field that's worth this. They didn't make that deal. Why is that an automatic? If Asmachta's wiped out, why is there an automatic, you know, clause that at least part of it? Amale Marzucha, Braid Rav Mari, Ravina, V'yamar Kani, the Mikveh, Mine Kani. What? And if you would have explicated that, that would also be good. right? If you would have said that, like, if you don't pay me anything, then don't take the whole field. And if you don't pay me, I'll at least take some of it. That also is a problem. So vasmachti vasmachta lokanya. Isn't that also a problem? Tosfos here has an important comment. Tosfos says, why does the Gemara call that asmachta? What's the suggestion here? And if you don't pay me, I'm going to at least take the amount of field that's worth my loan. Why is that called asmachta? That's a regular commitment. Tosfos says, do you ever have a case of asmachta which is not above the amount that you owe? That's not what's called guzma. So Tosfos says in the end of Tosfos V'i, yes. Sometimes there's asmachta, even if it's not more value. But you could assume the person doesn't want to sell this. Period. None of it. Tosfos says, V'yesh lomar, t'chashiv kimo gazim. It's as if he's exaggerating the price. L'fi she'en adam ragil limkar karka osav klal. A person doesn't sell his land. Or the Ritva adds in, we're talking about achuzas avosav. We're talking about his ancestral land. So even if it's not more than the amount that he owes, it's still called asmachta. Because asmachta just means we don't think he's really committed to doing this. He really deep down doesn't want to do it. So therefore, in any case, it won't work. Back to the Gemara. Ella apotiki tekamara papa mahi. What was Rabbah talking about that at least some of it you could get from this field? To amar le lo yelecha piron ela mizu. Where he actually said it beferish. Where he says, you know what, this will be designated. This will be what you can collect from. Vaiter a little bit more. Hahu gavra. Obviously, there's a lot more here, but we're trying to touch on as much as we can. Hu gavra d'zavan le'ar l'chavri b'achrayis. Reuven sells a field to Shimon with achrayis. With achrayis. Omer le, says the buyer, itarfu le'minoi, if your creditors take the field from me, magvis le'mi idi idis dislecha. The seller was a very rich man. He had super duper idis, and he had idis like everybody else has, and he has bein idis. So the buyer says, you know what? I know you sell b'achrayis, but I want your super duper land if it's already ever taken from me. Amalei, may idi idis lo magvina lecha. No, I'm not going to be able to give you that. To be in a lemekam kamai. I want my super duper land. Ela magvina lecha may idis lachem disli. But my second best land, which is as good as everybody else's best land, that I'll pay you back. Lesof, tarfu aminei. And it came out that the creditors took it. Asa badka, but before he could collect, a flood came. Shaka l'idi idis. A flood came and destroyed the super duper lands. And what happens here? So now he only has his best lands are the idis equal to everybody else's. So Savar Rapapa Meimar, may idis amar le v'hakaima. Rapapa says, well, he said he's going to give from this land, so even though now it's his best land, he still has to give it. Amalei Ravacha, mi difti l'ravina, no. V'lei malei, he could still say, ki amri l'cha no. Magvina l'cha, tavi idis kaima. I said, I'll give you from my second best land when I had my best land. Hasha, the kaima, le, idis, b'makam idi idis. But now this is my best land. And I never promised to give you my best land. And therefore, he doesn't have to give the best. He could just give a second level land. I guess we'll stop here by Rav Bar Shva. Again, this is major sugyas, asnachta coming up here. And me'achshav, all these cases, but Hashem, we will od chazon lamaway to talk more about cases of asnachta. Okay, we'll stop here.